Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and we were listening to Randy Morse, Looking for a Friend. Well, I hope you guys are, because we want to be your friend. We're here at 773-897-6461, and I say we, but Psychic Jethro and our great hostess and guest that we have here that's been on all month with us, one of the family, is Janine Reagan Sinclair. And we've had a lot of response. I know there's about six of you waiting on the phone to get with us. Hang in. We know, you know, that we got to tell everybody what's going on. Those of you who've asked me, you know, Janine is a phenomenal, not only healer, but a very gifted psychic from the United Kingdom. And she is the founder of the Crystal Key, a very phenomenal 21-day Diamond Energy Realignment psychic vibrational energy working, mind detox, a lot. And I've had the honor to have Janine come on. We've recently been doing these Mondays, and you guys found us because I can see the phones are filling. So Janine, tell them a little bit about you.
Okay. Hi, everybody. My name's Janine Reagan Sinclair, and I'm based in London in the UK. I'm a hypnotherapist as well as a healer and clairvoyant medium. I'm also an author. I've got four books out there, self-development, healing, and all sorts of things, helping people to become enlightened. And I also teach, and I'm an animal communicator, and I keep myself busy. At the moment, I'm making MP3s, and we've had such good feedback from the first one that I gave out on the show for release, helping you guys to release poverty consciousness, that we've left it available for the whole month. So if you go to and you paste it into your browser, not the Google, www.crystalkeyhealing.com, and the key is K-I, you will get a 25-minute freebie that helps you to release poverty consciousness from your subconscious mind. I know there's a lot of people out there could do with some help with their finances at the moment, so that's my gift to everybody.
Very phenomenal, Janine, and we have quite a few people. I know you guys were going to ask you just to limit it down to one call or one question, I mean. You know, I laugh, one call. I don't want you party lining us. So I'm going to tease everybody, and we've got it going wild today. This is, you know, we're getting close to Valentine's Day. Valentine's will be Psychics Gone Wild. You guys picked them. It's Psychic Jethro and Dina Flanagan from Maine. We're going to give you guys crazy psychic readings for the angel work. So tune in then, and getting close to Valentine's Day. 613, you made it. How are you today?
I'm fine. Hi to both of you.
We are so
Hello.
Glad.
My question is for Janine. My problem is that, I don't know if you can help me with this, what I can do to help myself. I've been with the chiropractor to realign my spine for 20 years because I had a bad accident, and it holds up for maybe 24 hours at most, and I have to go back again. I'd like to know what I can do to help myself.
Okay. What was the injury to your spine?
There was no injury to my spine, actually. Well, it was from my right hip to my foot, like my my knee has folded the wrong way. Like instead of going in front of me, it went backwards. Somebody fell on me.
And, nasty.
Yeah. And I was never supposed to walk again. I walk, but I seem to protect my right leg a lot, and my left hip mostly is always, you know, getting out of its socket there.
Okay, well, a while back I used to have a lot of problems with my own hip, having a tilted pelvis, and I used to go back to that. Luckily for me at the time, I did work in a chiropractor's, but I used to have a lot of treatments when I was there. What I found out through thinking about it from a holistic level was the reason my hip kept going out is because I wasn't being balanced enough in my own energies. So as soon as I started to bring in more creative exercises into my life, such as writing poetry and painting and that type of thing, I needed less and less treatments. And now I just know myself if I'm balanced or not, because I can tell that I'm not sitting correctly when I'm in my car. And, you know, I know by the way I'm sitting in the car with my hips out. So the first thing I would say to you to do is just to have a good look at your lifestyle and what you're doing to be balanced in your male and your female energies, because that can have a lot to do with how we hold our physical bodies. Would you say that you're quite balanced? Do you do anything creative?
I should do, because I have all my brushes, my paint, my canvas. Didn't touch it for quite a while. I'm always waiting to have enough time, and maybe I should take time for this first and then take other, you know, like make balance my thing, you know, not looking after all the things the family needs. Like I need time too, probably.
Well, I would suggest that you get your diary and you get a lovely pink felt tip or pencil, and you give yourself pink time, which is girl time for you. So give yourself at least 2 separate hours a week in your diary and say to the family, this is my time, this is the time I need for me, and get your paints out. There's a new guide around you that is waiting to help you create something wonderful.
Okay, do you have the name of this guide so that I can have a chat?
The name that came into, the first name that came to me was Simon.
Okay, I can remember this easily.
Okay.
And I'll do that. I have a question for Jethro, if he could. Like, my youngest daughter is looking for a job right now, and she wants to know if it's a good thing for her to look in hospital surrounding.
Okay, and just can I get her first name just so I can pick up her energy for permission with her guide?
Sure. Her name is Alexa. Officially, it's Alexandra, but everybody calls her Alexa.
Ah, you are familiar. Yes, I do, and I'm seeing this. I see this is there, and I do see the energy. The guys are telling me very that there is work with her coming, but it looks to me that it is still a little bit longer in March. I see it taking a little bit longer than what is expected.
Okay, because she's always in a rush for everything, so maybe she's going to learn to be patient a bit.
Well, we love you. Thank you. Follow in. And I'm running. You know that it's nothing personal. We just got 50 minutes and everybody's going, what is Jethro and Janine doing? So we thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you so much.
You
God
do.
Bless.
Bless you. And we're going right on to 661. 661, how are you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Really excited. We're trying to get as many as we in and we can. You've got me and Janine on the line, and are you ready to roll?
I sure am.
I have a feeling.
I'm calling from Germany, and I'm working at a school, and I'd like to stay there next year, and I'm hoping I'll be offered a contract for the next school year, and I'm wondering if you see that happening.
Hmm. J- Jeffrey, have you got something here?
I'm feeling a little energy. I apologize. I'm going to have to get a first name. Your guys are showing me a lot of energy. And I thank you for Germany. I feel very welcome to have different places, but they're showing me a lot of... You've got some chaos if somebody's trying to pull you somewhere else.
Yes, that's true. My first name is Lauren.
Okay, and the reason your guys are showing me the permission is they said that... I see that this is that this relationship, there's a relationship that's going to be the major factor of where you go.
Okay.
I apologize. I know I can feel your disappointment, and it's like it's not it just looks like there's some other things that are not finished. I keep picking up this person is, don't get offended, but they seem like kind of like a little bit like a pouty bear. You know what I mean? They're kind of they want you, but they're pouty, and you've gotten impatient. I see you going, you know, be good. You know, like you're finally to the point where the relationship has become taxing for you.
Right, but do you see me getting another job offer here in Germany so that I can stay?
Janine, are you picking up with the job there?
Yeah, I'm picking up 6 months. Something's going to happen in 6 months, so you're going to be there for a while yet. And you know,
I'm already working here. It would be for the next school year in September. So I'm hoping to get an offer that would start for the next school year as well. I'm currently employed by the school.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's something happening in 6 months' time. I don't know whether you're going to get offered something else, but there's something else coming through. So I do see you staying there. Definitely.
Oh, you do see me staying here. Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You have a very strong energy, Lauren. Take a compliment. You've got almost stumped the two psychics. It took us a little bit, and you've got a very intense vibration. I can tell that you have to deal with a lot of people. You've learned to put shields up a lot.
I'm working on it.
you're good, because I got to tell you, I've done this for a lot of years, and you've got the energy there. Also, is that the angels and your guides are saying that you have to be careful sometimes that you outthink yourself. They said that if we give you too much information, Lauren will stir the pot. You love to grab it and go, okay, free will, and you swing by free will like an aerobics, you know, or a skydiver, you know, like this you see, and that's what they're showing me. They said that you like to live the wild little bit of this. You're ready for some change. That's why I apologize calling him a pouty bear, but I didn't know what else to call him, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of how it is. Yeah. I'm not quite ready to go home to the States, and he'd like me to go.
Yeah. Well, we thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. And there is a barrier around you. I can pick up on it now. I agree with you, Jethro. I can see like a box around you, so it's difficult for us to find your information there. Maybe you've put some protection around yourself that's a little bit too strong.
Oh, gosh. I'll work on that.
Okay.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you. Tell your friends
to
listen in. Bye. And thank you there we got Germany. Boy, we're getting all over the world here. This is a very good compliment. Those of you tuning in to PsychicsGoneWild.com, check the site. We do have Janine Reagan Sinclair on today. And Janine's site, as we were going through earlier, is Janine, tell them how to get a hold of you at your website.
Okay. The easiest way to get me is to go to crystalkey.com. And that's CrystalKey. People can also friend me by just typing my name, Janine Reagan Sinclair, into Facebook and connecting with me through that. And Skype is J Reagan Sinclair, all one word.
Very good. And we have we're having a little bit of conflict with the phones here. 925, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hello, good. We're glad we welcome you.
Hi, I've actually spoken with Jethro a couple times already, but I had a question for a friend of mine. She isn't really sure, like, if she's going to end up heading towards doing music, or I guess she's, like, feeling, you know, a bit stuck in a rut right now. She's not sure, like, which way she's going to end up going, or, like, when to, like, you know, get started or things like that.
Okay, and I do need a little bit of permission from her guides. I know that this is hard sometimes through because I'm reading her through you, and I need a little bit of like a first name or something to go. And I know a lot of people are uncomfortable with the phones, and I understand if you've got for confidential reasons, but I have
I can give you her name.
Okay.
It's Roshana.
I do see the music. I do see some other things happening. I'm seeing the Twitter bird. I'm seeing the blue Twitter bird, and I get a very good compliment. The guides are telling me with her that she is going to do some things there. She's also not just got the doubt. She needs to get with Janine. She called it a good time. She needs to sit down and get on Janine's site and get with she has this poverty level thing. She's got some mindset that needs to be changed and working with Janine or some, you know, one of these stronger women psychics, because I don't get offended, but Janine can go in real quick. When you have a healer and a psychic and abilities, she's really quick at feeling it and handling it. I feel that I'm glad you called in today. Definitely give her the site, you know, for the crystal key healing.
Yeah, I've been wanting to, I've been mentioning it to her, and she's like, well, I'll take all the help I can get, because she's like really like lost.
Okay, well, tell her to check my site out, and maybe email me. She can email me via the website.
Okay.
We thank you, I'm teasing all of you guys who've been writing in on the emails. Janine, we have a lot of questions about if they wanted to get with you and do like sessions or work with you on some areas. A good example, the lady that just called in for her friend. What would you say would be the best way? Could they write you, work there with you on your site, and do you do sessions with people?
Yeah, I do sessions with people all over the world on by Skype. So basically, they just need to contact me via the website, crystalkey.com. There's a contact page there. Give me, you know, a little bit of insight into what the problem is. Maybe we can have a quick conversation via Skype, and I can let them know what needs to be done and, you know, what's involved and that type of thing. So, yeah, I'm Skyping people all over the world. It's fantastic.
It's phenomenal. And 630, what do you know? You're on next with Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you, 630?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Hello, 630. Do you have
Hi.
A name?
My name is Jenna.
Hello. Hi, Jenna.
Hi. My question is basically, I guess I just want to know where to focus my energies right now. I feel like I have my mind in a lot of directions. So I guess that's my question.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm seeing here is that you need to get yourself grounded. Because it's difficult to make decisions when your head's all over the place. There's a crystal called fluorite, which would be very good to help you. And it's a mixture of quartz, and it's got colours like amethyst. It's clear, purple, and green. And if you just get yourself a small piece and not expensive, you know, a few dollars, and just sit quietly, lie down, place the crystal against your forehead, it organizes the mind, so it puts things into a rational order and helps you, you know, to go into the right direction. Plus, a piece of hematite would really help you to ground yourself as well. I feel like your base chakra is looking quite blocked. So maybe get outside in nature if it's, you know, if you can get your shoes off and stand on the grass and visualize, you know, roots going down into the grass. But I would definitely have a look at getting your base chakra cleared, because you've only got about 30% of your life force energy going down into the ground. So you're very ungrounded at the moment, which is going to cloud your decisions.
Awesome. And then I know you wanted to hurry this up, but is there anything I feel like with past love or moving on to new love, like, I guess, just, do you see anything?
Jethro, have you got anything there?
I do see energy with love there, and they're making a joke with you. The guides are saying that you kind of stepped on Cupid's tail or something. You did something here. They're making a joke about that the love's there, but you are still working with it. You're ready for the love, but there's sometimes with you, you're looking for that person like you. You're kind of, it's a compliment. Take it that you're a unique individual. And I feel what the guides are saying is, you have people that kind of like have crushes or different with you, but you're kind of grumpy with love. That's why they say you stepped on his tail. You're saying, you know, you want Cupid to work with you. You know what I'm talking? I can feel your energy. You're going, I know what you mean. They're making jokes about it, and your guides are saying that there's been a couple times that you've had some odd relationships where people are just, you know, you're trying to be polite, and they're just starstruck with you or different, and you had to kind of go, hey, now, wait a minute, you know?
Definitely.
Yes, and definitely with this, you know, with we're getting into Valentine's Day, you know, and make sure you get in and do an aura reading. You know, you can go and get it on the site. We have Pamela Cummings tomorrow. She's a love psychic, and I laugh at that when I say that. I think that's so cool. A love psychic. She's very, very gifted, and she deals a lot in that area. You know, we all have gifts, and me and Janine are both gifted. It's just, you know, you want to. It's like if you go to a heart surgeon and you've got, you know, you're bringing in your legs. They're gonna be able to look at it, but they're really special. So I do see that, and I do see something else with love happening for you. I see this one's going to be a very stronger relationship. You have a thing for bad boys or something. You like kind of the ornery, like you. You're a little ornery. You know, I'm sorry. You're like, yeah. You'd be hanging up on me now. Oh, Jethro, he's a gull of mouth. You know, you are. And it's a quality. It's just that you don't want the casual person. It's casual for you is you really quick. You have to have somebody that's really in the fast water and moving quick.
Thank you.
Welcome. I see that. I do see that happening, but I think it's closer to April. I think it's more around in then is when I see it.
Wonderful. So, thank you.
And I'm sorry, you guys. We've got the phones going a little cuckoo, so hang on, you guys that are getting dropped off. 773-897-6461. Good. She got back in. I love when we do this. This is called How Much Energy Can We Do? We're giving you guys real quick. Don't forget to tip the you know, those guests because we're going to have you on our website and check this. 510, you're got a ring going on.
I got it.
It's like wild. How did you know? 510, how are you?
Hello.
Hello? Psychics. How are you?
Are you there?
Yeah, we're waiting. How are you
doing? Oh, good. Hi there. Jethro, I want to say you are fantastic. I talked to you about 6-7 months ago, and you are incredible. So with that said, hello to both of you. My name is Cheryl, and I have a question. I've been looking for a new career. I don't like using the word job. I like to use the word career. And I was wondering if you see any career opportunities coming for me this year.
Cheryl, I know what the guys are doing. Could you give us your date of birth? There's something about numbers going on with you. Me and Janine are getting a lot of facts, and it's a good thing. It also means you are an older soul. And don't get offended. It means that your energy is so much going on that you have a lot of Akashic records. We're getting. Can you feel the numbers?
My birth date is July 9th. 1956.
Okay. Janine, are you sensing here with?
No, I'm not. I'm not getting anything here.
They're holding back, and I'll tell you what I'm feeling with you, Cheryl. And thank you for the compliment. You made my day. I love when you guys call and remember me. And it's like, you know, there's not a lot of us Jethros, I will add. You know, but I love what the guys are saying with you is that they're telling me that the career, there's a reason that they're holding me and Janine. They're stumping us for a reason. They're telling me that you're knocking at the wrong door. I feel like that there's something going on with your career, and the potential for you is why me and Janine are, it's like the guys keep showing me a white curtain, you know, and I know you're still going to be here because I read that energy. That's one thing. But they're showing me that you're looking for – and talk to me a little bit about the career because I keep seeing numbers. I'm just seeing all these numbers.
Yes. My background is I have a foundation in sales. However, I've been in senior management for 11 years. I don't want to go back to the industry that I was in. I want to take my skills and move forward. I'm a very much a people person. And this is like the last phase of my career until I retire. And I want the dream job. I want to be enriched. I want to be fulfilled. I want my soul to be filled. And I just don't want to take anything. I'm not desperate.
The only thing I'm picking up, Jethro, here, because I'm asking what's going on here, why, I mean, for two of us not to be given the information, and guys are just telling me there's a surprise coming, and they're not going to tell us, they're not going to share it, there's a surprise coming, that's all I'm being told.
And a good thing. It's very good. I agree. And Cheryl, what I love about what they're showing is think of that. We're both getting that. They're saying that that's your future. You have this beautiful white canvas. You're writing it. You're doing exactly what you want. I just got the love chills, they call it, the buzzes from the angels, and they're telling me that it's because of that. And that's what Janine just, I mean, exactly, it's a beautiful surprise, and they want to make sure that you get it. You're a very good person, and I can feel the energy from you that you have a lot of good karma. I call them karma coins, but you've got that energy that you've done a lot of well, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the angels have got you, they've got you ready to roll, and they keep telling me that it's not just the people that you are good with, but you're going to also go into a field of people. I see green where you're healing, helping, and I see you're just taking it in strides, and that's part of it. And I love what Janine said. They're definitely doing that. They've got, it's a beautiful surprise, and they know that when it happens, let us know here because it's real soon. I feel it's by the time April's over. It's real close, but they're not giving us. They don't want us to ruin the surprise. Is what they're doing.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it is. It's like if you can imagine a beautiful portrait, and it's got the curtains are covered. It's a secret until the big day, and then the curtains will open. And that's what that's what's going on here. We're not allowed to see this.
Okay, you know, I just don't know where to look anymore. I had sent out so many resumes to so many different places. I don't even get called back for places that I would be a natural fit for with my skills. So I'm kind of going around and around in a circle.
Well, maybe you need to just be asking the universe to bring it to you and put it right under your nose and leave it, you know, let go and let God, as they say, rather than looking and searching. Because sometimes if you're searching too much, you can be causing resistance. Sometimes you just need to set back, hand it over, and wait and see what comes, and wait for the surprise.
Okay. Well, that's encouraging, and I hope it is a wonderful surprise. So thank you both. Keep up the great work.
I hope it is too. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Cheryl. You rock, and we're glad you called in, and we're going on, and we've got the phones pretty much. We do thank the rest of you at the last half hour of the show. We're obviously going to be able to take maybe one more call or two. We love the fact you guys are calling in because we've got a list here. We have kind of cut back on the music. I got a lot of people saying, Jethro, all you want to do is play music. Well, sometimes I do. I'm kind of silly like that. But we need to do, usually we take a little bit of a breather here. We roll through a lot of you guys, and we do this really fun to keep it gone wild. Really great news is we got a little bit of a new lineup a little bit for those of you. Tune in Saturday nights. We've got extra special guests. And those of you know with Casey Kelly has taken over and doing those on Saturdays. I welcome all of you guys to contact me if you have a chance on let me know what you feel. I really appreciate all the positive feedback. And we are doing our Fridays and then turning right around and going into Spiritual Learning Connection for those of you who want to continue on and get a reading. That's at 714-333-3354. So we're loving it, and we're having fun. And here's Psychic Jethro with Janine Reagan Sinclair. And 209, you got in. How are you, 209?
Hey, Jethro. It's Pam. How are you?
Good. I'm out here being wild in Florida, and you're being crazy in California?
Yes.
Cool.
Hi, Pam.
Hey, hi. Yeah, I have to agree. Jethro's awesome. And all the psychics, I totally just get great write-on readings. And I just love, love, love it. I'm kind of addicted to you guys. So I'm calling out just a quick question about, I'm looking for like a second job. I do kind of the elderly care at night. And I don't know. I had one that fell through. They had another one that fell through. So I'm not sure maybe if I need to still continue looking for that, just that little extra income. And also, I had a question, like, I've done the online dating, and I'm just not feeling like that's for me.
Okay, I'm seeing somebody driving a school bus here. The first image I'm being shown. Have you ever thought about doing something like that?
Well,
definitely can see.
Day job, so I would have to be something, like, at night, and, yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely seeing a school bus. So, you know, maybe your day job's going to change as well. Who knows? But that's
okay.
What's being shown to me here anyway. I'll let Jethro talk about...
Okay.
I'll pass over your love life to Jethro because he seems to be on the ball with that one tonight.
And it's hilarious. We've had this really cool energy with the angel work, and I think that's part of what's happening. And I did that special for Valentine's Day, and I think everybody's like, ah. So what's happened is I had a friend tease me. They said, you know, I've got love here and everything. I go, well, I hope I'm okay. It's a permission of it. But the guys are telling me that there is a relationship happening with you, but you've still got some other energy there. You've got some energy that you want to have happen for you before it happens, and it's a good thing. I don't feel that you've got somebody hooked in or energy going, but I feel that what's happening is your heart is opening, and I see a new love coming together with you as you are growing. You're looking to upgrade in relationship and energy, and people are, I can see you guys don't email me and go, what did you just tell Pam? It's like me and Pam are friends. What I'm saying is what they're doing is the energy changes, and all of us have our aura and our energies. We do times in our life where we go to a new energy, and you're in transition. So the guides are like, they're like a kaleidoscope. They're running through, okay, is it a blue? Is it a green? Is it an energy? And what's happening is they're saying, okay, a little bit more time, and then they're going to put someone with you, a stronger energy, because you're more verbal now. And when you were dating and when your first relationship, someone was more, I mean, we know each other from school and this is unfair, but you know what I'm saying? People-wise, they're saying this is some energy going to happen. And that's what I see. And I do see a new, they're joking, the guys are saying that either way, you're going to end up with someone who's just as outgoing as you are.
Yay. Okay. Love it. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam.
Okay. Thank you.
We're rolling here on Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going to the next person. We're down to, we've got some of you guys who first started the show who've called back, and I thank you. 352, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Andrea. Hopefully I can get time. I wanted to know if, I want to go back to school, and I wanted to do it locally here. I was going to school at the time there, but what happened was I got really sick. Like, I needed blood sick. So now they're saying I owe them all this money, but I'm wondering if I can, if they're going to let me in, and when, what should I do, and maybe should I, yeah, like, I'm just going to leave it like that. Like, what should I do, and when should I start school?
I'm seeing you should be doing some kind of English literature course. Do you like reading and writing?
I don't like reading. I'm starting to try to read more now. Force
okay.
my brain to do it. Writing, I love writing. I write in my journal, but I have stopped, to put it that way.
Yeah, well, maybe you should be, you know, looking into some kind of creative writing course or something like that. It's definitely literature writing that I'm being shown. And, you know, if you do enjoy writing and it's something that you've stopped doing, obviously, there's, you know, the creativity is really important for abundance in your life, but because it brings, you know, creative writing brings in abundance, it brings in the feminine energy and it creates balance. It's really important, so I think, you know, that is the side of it that you need to be looking at, maybe going into a creative writing course or something like that.
So I shouldn't do the X-ray tech then? That's what I was going for.
Well, what were you going for?
X-ray technician.
X-ray technician.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no reason why you couldn't do both. You can do creative writing course in the evening.
Oh, okay, gotcha. But I will have to get back into school. I was wondering if they would give me problems, because last time I talked to them, they just gave me problems, and I was like, whatever. So I'm ready to fight and, you know, go back and try to fight for it and go back and get in.
If you're determined and the universe wants you there, you'll get in. So don't give up easily.
Okay.
If anything, you know, sometimes we have to fight for what we deserve.
Right. How is my love life looking, Jethro?
I think I'm going on. This Scorpio's ready to roll now. I'm like, you guys got me all feeling special. I feel like there's something going on here with you from someone that has you guys were friends and you had, I feel there was a closeness with the relationship that's coming back with you. I feel there's someone, there's someone that's, I feel you have an admirer still that is from the past. I'm also feeling that the guides are telling me that you are, you have to make up your mind too. You're a very strong person. You want a relationship, but you also know that you're very fine on your own. You're very capable. And something here is going on with the emotions in your heart that I feel that you would really benefit, like on the EFT or some of the ones that we're going to be having here on the 17th with Don Milton or with, you know, here with Janine. Get in and do one of those classes for yourself. Do one of the, you know, the easy ones that bring it up and go in and look at the energy and listen to it, because I feel that you're sabotaging you. You know they love you, but you've got people that come in and then you go, no, he's, you just don't feel right. And then you can like stir him up like a salad, no, and then you kind of, I got to tease you, but I see you like with a fork kind of like stirring up the guys you date. You're not easy to date. Take it as a compliment. They're never the same after they've dated you, are they?
No.
Yeah, no, and she says it all. I love women. You guys are just like, no, but he had it coming. He started it. But what I love is going on with you and the energy, and the angels are telling me too, is that there's going to be a very strong man. I see with a white coat, and ooh, you know, they all women look for those doctors, but I think yours is not all. Thank you. I got corrected there from the Skype. Not all of them do, but what I'm getting is they said this is someone like who's got on. I think this is someone who's like a pharmacist or something. He wears like a white. Like a, you know, like a teacher, you know what I'm saying? One of those white. Yeah.
So he's like a teacher or a pharmacist?
Something with a white jacket. I keep seeing it. And I do see that he's got a very positive personality about him. You won't date nobody that's not positive.
Yeah, because I just like not, well, it's been over for a while, my kid's father and I. And I'm single, and I'm loving, you know, enjoying myself and right now. But, you know, I wouldn't mind, you know, dating again.
I see the dating, and I see the ex-husband so far out the door, they'll never pull him back in. I mean, you didn't only put him out to the curb, you put him at the neighbor's curb. You just really, oh my gosh, your guys are hilarious. I love your guys. Thank you for calling in. They're showing me that you've like put him over here, and then you're like, no, that isn't going to be good enough. He might come back, so you put him at someone else's house. So it's like if you do try to come back, you'll go to them. You know, it's like it's better you two are separate. And they're showing me that. I do see this person, I see you dating later, and definitely, we thank you guys. I know we've got some more of you guys calling in. We're trying to get as many as we can. Nobody get mad at me and Janine if we don't. But, you know, we love you. I hope that helped. Did that help you at all?
Yes. The person, when do you see this happening?
I'm not getting time with you, but the guys have made up their mind one way or another. You will have a relationship. And they're telling me that, they're telling me that you have a, you have a factor here. Sometimes you kind of try to put it on delay. They said you cannot keep it delayed, but you'll have it by the time of June because you keep delaying this. There's something you're doing. It's like you feel a gut feeling and you don't go to that usual haunt you go to or something. They're telling me the angels are like you and them are doing a dance with this one.
Interesting.
Very good. And,
okay.
And thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem. And we thank you. And we're on Psyche's Gone Wild. We're rolling down the aisles as fast as we can. It's me and Janine Reagan Sinclair. I'm throwing people in our cart to shop and have fun with you. 818, how are you doing?
Hi, Jethro. How are you?
Really good. Who are you?
I'm Dani Marie. I've spoken to you a few times, and you've given me such good stuff. And you're so awesome. And hi, Janine. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks, Janie Marie. How are you?
Good. I'm wonderful. I'm calling from Woodland Hills, California. And I know we're going along here. I love your show, Jethro. I say that to you every time.
Thank you.
Well, actually, this time around, I am calling to see if the angels or my guides have any messages regarding my marriage. And then if time permits, I have a question about healing. But first and foremost, if they have any messages with regard to my marriage.
We're going to do that real quick, and then I'll have the healing part of Janine there, because we seem to be doing love and healing. You're working tagging.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
I love what they're showing with you, Danny, and they do. You do need the healing. Part of the clue they're telling me with this is this relationship is you pick someone with a broken wing or something. This person has got something going, and you're not giving. You're stubborn, and I see that you... It's like you keep going, like you're feeding them, helping them, and then they turn around and they do honoring. And it's like the little kitty that scratches you, and then you're like trying to work with them. And then I feel that sometimes you get set outside of this. I feel that you've got all this love and intention, and the person sometimes is just a little silly with you. They don't realize that you just need to be treated nice, and they're kind of treating you like a little different, and it's like it hurts your feelings. I keep feeling that you're like, can't you just stay good? Can't you be...
Oh, my gosh, it's right on.
He's got an odd energy with you, and I think that it's from a past life. And I feel that they keep saying that you're not gonna give this time. You're being like stubborn. You were like gladiators or something, because I keep seeing you dragging him out there and going one more time with feeling. The world whacks you guys around. Everything happens, and then you're like, okay, he hurt me again. And he's like supposed to be on your side, but he's like a gladiator. He's whacking you too.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's sad. I'm like
yeah,
I get
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, it's cutthroat, but it's what I'm getting.
Do you see us getting through this, or do you see that there's going to be an end to this marriage?
I don't see you letting go. I see you're just as stubborn as he is, and I see that there's karma here. I also see there is generally real love down there, too. I would suggest like having him do some of this stuff. He needs to start opening up and let go of those old preconceived ideas. His parents put some silly stuff in his head.
Yeah, they did.
Sorry,
yeah.
Now, he's never going to listen to my show. Don't let him listen. I don't want people mad at me. But it's what they're telling me is that he's a good person, but they hurt him. And he needs to do some of these tapes of Janine's and some of these ones to get rid of the poverty level, to get into some healing, to learn value, to learn that it's okay to be loved back. Whenever you love him, he's like a little kitty. He just like, and he scratches.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That is so true. Uh-oh. Hello?
Hello, our phones are...
Yeah, still
there
here.
There we go. I got you back. Okay.
Did you say you had a question about healing?
Yes, I did. According to Jethro's guidance, I became a Reiki practitioner and went for Reiki 2. And I was thinking about trying to start a business doing healing work and working with angels and crystals. And I wonder if you have any messages with regard to me doing this.
Definitely. There's a lot of angels around you. And I'm also being shown herbs as well. Have you ever thought about bringing herbs into the...
Yes.
Yeah,
they're
showing
herbs.
Me herbs. Yeah,
okay.
That's a really important part of it. And flower essences as well. The flowers are important as well around you. So to incorporate those into your work. I do see you making this into a business, but looking around about in about 2 years' time, these things don't come together easily. Obviously, you know, there's the business to build up and then there's the clientele to accumulate. So it's definitely the right path for you, though, and you're going to be having some new guides coming in soon that are going to be teaching you more higher-level stuff, working with crystals, more complex crystals.
Okay.
I'm seeing crystal wands as well, and a Lemurian crystal will be very helpful for you, Lemurian crystal wand. If you can buy yourself one of those, your old abilities from Lemuria will come back. When you get that wand.
So you do feel that I've had a past life in Lemuria?
Yes, definitely. Oh. And you were a crystal healer there.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. 'Cause that's awesome. I asked my pendulum about that, and it said I lived in Lemuria in about between 200 and 300 AD. And so that's just confirmation there. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I was a crystal healer. Oh, awesome. Because I'm having, although I'm very drawn to the crystals, I have a hard time receiving any messages from them. I don't know if you guys have any guidance regarding that.
You need to, the Lemurian crystal, if you can buy yourself one, will help you.
Some.
Yeah, well, use your Lemurian crystal. It's like the pinky rose, pinky quartz. It's like quartz with a peachy color in it. And do a meditation to reconnect yourself to your Lemurian energies, because at the moment I'm seeing that the link is broken. So it's like plugging yourself back into the old you, and then the energies can start coming through and it will come really naturally. But that link needs reconnecting. So you need to do a meditation and ask your guides to help you to reconnect your knowledge from Lemuria and use the crystal to help you do that. The reason I know this is because I've done it myself. I did it myself with a Lemurian crystal that I bought, because I used to be there as well.
Right. Okay. Okay, got it. Yay!
Yay, and when you asked her about that, they, like, turned the lights on. I'm here in Tampa, and it felt like we had a lightning surge outside, and it's clear. It's about 60 degrees outside. It's really nice. It's
yeah, there was a huge blast of energy came through there. As soon as we started talking about Lemuria, I felt it as well.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I'm going to run with it.
Good girl, go for it.
Thank you both so very much. I really appreciate it. And Jethro, I'm going to get ready to take one of your classes like you suggested.
Just got to get on your website. Thank you, and I love that. And I've had everybody teasing me. We've done so much checking on there today. We got caught. If you guys catch on my site, I am honoring that Valentine's Day, the $35, but you have to send it to me. Yelp is being a crazy monkey. I don't know what's wrong with them. So just go ahead and go with it. But and I am very not left-sided brain, obviously, with what we do. So it was probably me. I'll take the blame. Thank you for calling, Danny. And definitely, you know, let us know when, and do us a favor. Check on Janine's site. And I love when you guys call in like this. Tell us what you think. I mean, Janine has got – have you looked at her site?
I have not, but I'm going to look at it today. I'm watering my garden. As soon as I walk in, I'm going to pull it up.
It's crystalkey.com, but I'm sure that you'll really like the Crystal Key energy, because it's crystalline energy. It's crystalline diamond energy I'm working with, and you can try it for free on the site. When I've got a new friend who's going to teach me how to teach on Skype, so I'll be able to teach you guys in America soon, which is fantastic.
Yay!
By Skype.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So send me a message and keep in touch, and I'll let you know what's going on.
Please, and I sure will. Thank you so very much. Namaste to you both.
Namaste.
We thank you, and we're going in namaste with everyone. We're having the most beautiful of energy today. We've run through a lot of you. This has become Psychic Mini Mart, and we want to thank each and every one of you who's had their sippy cup. No, I'm teasing you. All of you that's ran in with me and Janine, we've tried to get as many as we can. We've got 12 whole minutes going. Quickly, I do have a few emails. I have one from Brittany. She wants to know, Janine, have you ever heard of Bach remedies, and is it really, do you have any idea, are these flowers really good, or have you ever even heard of this remedy?
Oh, yeah, I've used bark flower remedies myself for years. They're fantastic. One of the best ones is called Rescue Remedy, and it's the kind of remedy that you should, every girl, every guy should have in their bag or in their suitcase, because you can use it for everything. It's fantastic. It's a bit like Arnica. And, the remedies such as holly and things like that, which are great for people that have got anger issues and this type of thing, bark flower remedies are great. Highly recommend them.
There you go, Brittany. And here we've got, we've got a Skype caller, 111. How are you doing?
Hello, thank you. I'm all right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Obviously, callers, they all relate to us in different ways because we're one. So, love life. That's probably what's got me the most bugged out of everything. A man who's the love of my life. I'm just wondering how that's feeling, how it's going, because he's an unusual one.
Okay, Jethro's the love guy.
It is there. It's going into, going into some other works too, and it's like the other psychics are doing the energy with a lot of this. I'm at 402. You will be next. We're trying to get down to you. I laugh. I got a lot of people hitting the site, but I'm picking up with you in your love life. Very intense here. It's two things. They're showing me that you. This person you have, and you are not talking like you used to. They're showing like a chessboard. They're showing me like you two are. It's like there's a width of mind. That's what the guys are telling me. They said this person and you are, and I'm gonna have you say your name in theirs. I apologize, but your guides are like
Charlene and Brian.
Okay, This is a very intriguing relationship. That's the word. I love that. That's the first time I've ever had that over the radio, and I've said that. Intriguing. And they're telling me that you two were put together and doing energy is that you guys cannot always have each other together. They're showing me the time is like someone's got a hold of the time glass, and they're shaking it, and they're pulling it, and you're grabbing on, and you're going, I want to be in this relationship. And then you're like, sometimes you kind of have to take a little step back and go, whoa, it's like you get overload with each other. Does that make sense on what I'm saying? There's something here with timing.
Okay. yes, it does. Does it feel like it's going to level out where, you know, we'll be cohabitating and functioning a little bit?
Thank you for being on that. People go, oh, my gosh, why'd they call? I've had people hang up on me. You didn't hang up. What I've got, and I've got the really excellent thing happening, is that they're showing me this is some things that are going out with the stabling. I see you being the ground of this force. He's a very intense man. There's no top level for him. The elevator is always going to be intense. He's going to be climbing whatever ladder, whatever's got, and he's a very deep man. He looks intense, but you're not exactly very casual yourself. So what I get with the two of you two is it you guys have got that intensity. They're telling me that there's a little bit more of a rough spot, and then I see it slowing down. They said it's going to slow down and start to be a little better after we get through a little more of this planet transition, because you two are karmically put together. You know, Saturn is right now in Scorpio. That means we're all learning our lessons. We're learning karma. We're right now in life and death and energies. And, you know, eighth is our sex house and our powerhouse. I see that you two have got some outside things. You've had to kind of put it up. You guys have got, your life as a force takes on such an energy that when you two come together, it's kind of combustion. But they are saying it's going to level out here. It's just, it's not for a while yet. It looks like that you guys got some more crazy sailing.
I think there's karma between them as well, because I'm being shown a power struggle, that they've been in a power struggle in a past life together when they both wanted to be the boss, and that is spilling over into this lifetime. So I think it would be good advice to maybe go and find a healer who can help you go back into that past life and heal the karmic power struggle that's going on between you, because it's going to affect your relationship.
And we've got Skype, we've lost the thing, but we'll watch here with it. 402, you're next, and we've got 6 minutes. 402.
Hi, how are you?
Really good.
Great.
Hi.
I can't believe I got in.
We're busy. We've got about 9 behind you, and we're going to be going off the air.
I will talk super fast. I am waiting for an arbitrator's decision on a wrongful termination of my job with the Air Force. I'm a civilian, and that decision is supposed to come by Friday, but he has extended his own deadline 3 times now. I'm wondering, first of all, will I win my job back, and will I ever really hear? Do you know? Do you have any idea?
I don't think this job is for you anyway. So if you don't win it back, which I would say is 80% unlikely, it's because the universe doesn't want you there anymore. You're meant to be elsewhere. When I'm asking, I'm seeing a finger being, you know, shaken in front of me saying, no, it's the wrong job for her, to not go in there type of thing. So if that happens, you know, try not to be too downhearted. It's sometimes your soul takes over your journey for you, and if you're not kicking in the right direction, they take you kicking and screaming into the direction that you should be in. And this is, I think, this is what's going on here. You're being pushed into another area, and it's out of your hands.
Well, I'm the union vice president at this Air Force place, and so it was because of union activities. So basically what I'm hoping for is I get to be full-time union instead of being a nurse there and do a nurse part-time someplace else.
Right. Well, we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Okay. Do you know what I'll find out this week?
I'm not sure about that one. I'm not getting a definite answer on that.
I feel they're holding there too, and I do feel that, and it's definitely one of those questions when you do these to get and do a, like an email or do a picture reading, because you've got some energy going around your aura, and you guys that are doing the radio, I love to help you, but I always take pride in accuracy in that, and I can feel we've got such a turmoil going on with energy. Make sure with what we're getting, you know, we've heard all of it, we've done this for years, and me and Jeanine are very gifted, but make sure you sit down and do a little of the energy to do the research, because I'm getting a lot of energy around you that is really very strong, and me and Jeanine are trying to read it. It's just, it looks like that the guides are still, they will do this. You know, there is that free will, and they will turn around, and we're getting right on what we're getting, and they're telling me that you should, like, give it a couple days and then get a really good reading. Sit down and get that, because what they're showing me with you is it Julie? Am I right, 402?
Yes.
Julie, sure, and what I'm getting here with you and I'm feeling with you is that you're also going through another strength again, and what they're doing is your guides are doing this with you. Sometimes they will do this to people and different individuals. The guides will leave you with these questions, and then us psychics will come in, and then all of a sudden they'll just give you that like you know, and then that's when you want to do it. And I've had people say, that's when I really want my reading, and you're one of those individuals. It's a good thing. It just means that your guides are also psychically tuning you up. So then your
they
gut
want me
feeling
back in labor. They want me back in labor and delivery. I know it.
Yeah.
In a different hospital. I just know it.
Yeah.
See, you knew the answer, yeah. And I feel
you're
that.
Not supposed to be in the Air Force.
Jenny, I love Jenny. She will be blunt, and that's why we love her. She just told you the truth, and that's the truth. Yep.
There's people out there that need your healing hands on them and your healing words and your light, and it's not the Air Force.
And we're going in, you guys. We've got 4 minutes, 6, 7, 8. What are you doing?
Oh, wow. I'm so happy I got in. Thank you so much, Jethro and Jeanine. This is Susie.
Hi, Susie.
I was wondering if you could, I'm sorry, but it is Valentine weekend. I got to know if my man is going to be coming around sometime soon.
Oh, Susie, I do feel that you've got some things happening for you. And I do feel, unfortunately, I feel like there's this man. Okay, I'm getting two males. I'm getting, you've got a father or somebody on the other side that's real protective of you. There's a male
grandfather.
That's on the, okay. He's letting me know real quick that click. Woo. Okay, we need to. Woo. He's very okay, and he knows I'm light. I'm very Christian. He's very protective of you. Now he says that this man you're with sometimes doesn't treat you right. He wants to know why you want him back. There's something going on here with the relationship. Have you guys been having a little bit of hassle or something going on there?
No, I'm not actually in a full-fledged relationship. Maybe he's talking about my past relationship, and man is bipolar, schizophrenic, and he's in New York,
yeah.
Or in Georgia.
Well,
Georgia,
forget about him, because Grandpa's not letting him anywhere near yet. He's already got the walls up. He's got the energy, and he's joking about it too before, if that's what it takes to make him stay down. He doesn't like him. Odd things will happen. I can see now, and I get okay. And I apologize because I read the person
okay.
from the past. But what they're
it's
saying
okay.
in the new energy with you is, I would have you, you know, I would want you to do an aura cleansing. And I don't know if you know. I do it through carnations. Get with me on my site. But Jeanine knows what I'm talking about. A lot of people do Our Father, Art in Heaven to balance their chakras. I keep feeling you need to do an aura cleansing. And what's going to happen is putting a little feng shui in your house. On the far right corner of your house needs to have red. You need to clean out some things. You've got some stuff under your bed and stuff. Never feng shui do that. If you want a new relationship, you got to have a pillow ready for him. Never put
oh,
things.
Oh, I do. I do. I have closet. I have a whole section of my closet cleared out. I have
whoa.
Nightstand on the bed. You know, on. I have two nightstands. One on his side of the bed. I do have a man that I've connected energy with. I feel like that he's very, very familiar to me, though I don't know. You know, probably a past life thing. And I just, it's just going so, so slow that it's going like, it's almost going backwards.
Okay, Jeanine, you're going to have to help Susie. We're both getting a lot of strength here.
Yeah, well, what I'm seeing around you, well, between you is a wall of energy, like a brick wall. So for some reason, I don't know where I don't know where it's come from, but there's a brick wall between the two of you. So you need to home in through meditation, find out what that wall is, and ask for that wall to be removed. Ask your guides to help you remove the brick wall. This is why you're not connecting. There's an energy, a force field in the way.
Yes, he is in a relationship right now. And right now we have just a real light friendship kind of a relationship. And he's not releasing what's not serving him.
Mm.
Yeah, well, that wall needs to, if you've got any chance, that wall needs to be moved away. There's something for you to look into anyway.
Susie, we thank you. I apologize. We got 12 seconds. We're going on the last of it, everybody. Tune in to 773-897-6461. Those of you who didn't call in tomorrow, we've got Pamela Cummings. She's ready. She's ready to roll. She's got a lot of energy right now. We know that she's helping with love. We're getting around Valentine's Day. Anything you'd like to tell everybody, Janine, before we wrap her up?
Yeah, just thank you, everybody, for calling in. Have a great week. Have a great Valentine, and I wish you all lots of love and blessings.
Blessings, and talk to you guys next time.